podcast about how our songs of the faith came to be and how they've encouraged, comforted, and strengthened believers like you and me. Hymn Stories is a part of the Media Gratia Podcast Network. My name is Ryan Bush. Few hymns have found their way onto the lips of the saints as many times as Charles Wesley's immortal strain, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, written in 1740. No doubt thousands upon thousands of joyful, wounded, frightened, and bereaved hearts have found expression in it. The whole hymn is both a confession as well as a prayer. It is a prayer in meter. It is the utterance of a soul that is filled with the deepest and most earnest sort of longing after the Lord Jesus. When a Christian sings, "Jesus, Lover of My Soul," he should feel as if he were breathing a fervent personal prayer to the Son of God, whose compassionate ear is bent toward this weak one. It is reported that Charles Wesley was sitting in his study one day when a little bird flew into his open window. It was being hunted by a hawk, and his pursuer had almost overtaken him when he escaped into Wesley's study. The story goes that Charles watched this scene unfold, shooed the bird out once it was safe, took his pen and wrote, "Jesus, Lover of My Soul, let me to thy bosom fly." The ways in which this incomparable hymn has helped Christians could fill a volume. Millions have sung it, and it will continue to rise from the hearts of saints until that last morning breaks. A coasting vessel once was forced onto the rocks in a sudden and sturdy gale in the British Channel. The captain and the crew lowered the lifeboats and attempted to navigate to safe harbor, but they were all lost in the storm. They might have been saved had they remained on board, for a huge wave dislodged the vessel from the rocks and she floated harmlessly along with no sailor to direct her. Later, when authorities boarded the ship, they searched for any sign of life. When they entered the captain's cabin, they found a hymnal lying on the table. It was open to a particular page, and a pencil still lay in it, which had been used to underline several lines that had apparently been the hope of the captain, who was staring into the jaws of death. While the hurricane was raging outside, the captain drew his pencil beside these words of good hope: "Jesus, Lover of My Soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the billows near me roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last." Several years later, early one morning, another ship caught fire near the English Channel. Among those on board was a family consisting of a father, mother, and a little daughter who was only a few months old. When the fire was first discovered on board, the alarm was sounded and a great confusion ensued. The family was separated. The father made it onto a lifeboat and was taken to Liverpool. He prayed desperately that his wife and daughter were on another lifeboat, safe and sound. But they weren't. As the vessel had begun to break up, she and the baby were pushed overboard by the throng of frantic passengers. No one noticed when they crashed into the water and no help was given. The mother clung to a fragment of boat with one arm, and with the other she held tightly to her little daughter. They drifted, unnoticed, out of the channel with the tide into the open sea. Late in the afternoon of that day, a vessel bound from Wales to America was moving slowly along in her course. The breeze was slight, and the captain was anxiously walking the deck when his attention was called to something off in the distance, bobbing in the water. It looked as though it could be a person. He called up some of his officers to look at the object. They observed for a time, and as no vessel was near from which anyone could have fallen overboard, they thought it was impossible for a human being to be floating in the open sea like that. Their vessel, however, was barely moving, so they thought they might break up the monotony by getting out a boat and rowing to the object to investigate further. The boat was lowered and manned. Everyone on board watched with great curiosity as the rowboat inched closer and closer to the object off in the distance. They noticed that as the little boat drew near the drifting speck, the rowers stopped and rested on their oars for 2 or 3 minutes. Finally, they moved forward and took something in the boat and made their way back toward the ship. Everyone watching waited with bated breath. When the little crew came on board, they brought with them the mother and her child. They were alive and well. The sailors said that as they drew near, they heard the mother's voice sweetly singing. She hadn't seen the ship and wasn't aware of the boat that was so near. With a common impulse, the sailors all stopped rowing and strained to hear the song. Then, the words of the precious hymn sung by this trusting Christian, though unconscious that deliverance was so near, came over the waves to their ears. It's amazing the soul work that hymns do. When we sing true songs of worship, we are at once glorifying God, nourishing our own souls, and encouraging those in our hearing. God, of course, does that work, but you and I are the secondary cause by which He accomplishes these things. Dear Saint, seek Him. The Lord is your shepherd. Let this hymn give voice to the longing of your heart. Martin Lloyd-Jones recited this hymn as an encouragement to his congregation to flee to Christ. May his words encourage you today.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storms of life be past. safe into the haven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. Ask him, plead with him, cry out unto him in those words, and he'll receive you. And you'll end by saying, Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find.
In due time, the ship arrived in America with the woman and the baby. She wrote to her friends in England, sending word to her husband that she and the child were saved. After 4 months of separation, they were happily reunited. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Hymn Stories. May the Lord bless you and keep you as you sing and make melody in your heart to Him.